Guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, we saw the grains actually trade both sides here today. Soybeans stronger all day. Corn and wheat didn't know which direction they wanted to go.
Yeah, very close to unchanged in the corn and the wheat complexes. You know, when you look at the corn market, Randy, we've been up four consecutive days with a higher close. And if we can close with green numbers today, that's going to be the fifth. So that's somewhat positive. And I think you look at CONAB coming out and cutting their production another million metric ton down to 112.7 million metric ton. That was below their lowest estimates and well below USDA at 124 million metric ton. So that offers some support. You've also got a drier weather forecast in Brazil over the next 10 days, and we've seen some fund short covering coming into play there as well.
Now, is the wheat market the leader there, or are both corn and wheat working on their own fundamentals?
You know, I think we had an upside reversal in the wheat market like 3 weeks ago, and corn followed up about a week later. So, you know, wheat was kind of the leader and helped corn make that move. But I think the thing that's been holding the wheat market back is, you know, you look at the winter wheat crop condition ratings, and they're pretty good for this time of the year. They were mostly unchanged in yesterday's report, but we've seen a couple cancellations from China. For 2 days, 504,000 metric ton. Turkey also came in and canceled 150,000 metric ton of durum. So, you know, that kind of limits the upside here in the short term. Then you've got cheaper priced wheat in Russia as well.
Yeah, it almost seemed like this morning when we jumped higher out of the gate that we maybe triggered some sell stops or buy stops, whichever side that is. And then it seemed like that run out mid-morning.
You know, I think you're probably right there too, and then we've seen a pretty good move here as of late, or at least a supportive move, and you got to have some buying interest and some short covering to keep that market moving higher. So a lower volume day there as well, and I think the big thing in soybeans today, you know, sharply higher, but CONAB cut their production estimates by 2 million metric ton. And that's down to 146.8. That's well below USDA's number of 155 million metric tons. So that's supportive to the soybeans. And then you look at the technical side of things, we're still above the 20-day moving average. So a pretty good day as far as the soybeans go.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this gets rectified between what USDA has and what CONAB and some of the privates down there have.
Yeah, USDA certainly didn't do much in last week's report. Again, you continue to see those private estimates come in lower. So it certainly appears that there are some production issues, and we'll see if USDA is going to make some adjustments down the road there or not.
Sure. Livestock site, what happened over there?
Yeah, not a bad day. I mean, we started mixed, and the feeder cattle were slightly higher, and we just kind of firmed up as the day went along and traded with some decent gains. No big runaway to the topside, but we certainly didn't sell off, as we have seen in some sessions here at the mid-morning into noon time frame. But a pretty decent day there again. You look at the strength in the cash in the boxes providing support. I think that box beef market is at six-month highs, dating back to like September 8th. So that's supportive. The funds are adding to their long positions. You look at the packers slowing chain speeds just to try to maybe buy these cattle a little cheaper. But the tighter numbers, I think, are still in the market, and it's a pretty good day there. Feeders following the live cattle higher. Demand remains strong. The cash market continues to firm here, higher cash trades each week here. So certainly supportive when we're coming into that, you know, grass time frame here too for these grass calves. So, and buyers know that those numbers are going to be tight. So it'll be interesting to see where this market goes as we move into spring. And a sharply higher lean hog trade today. News early this morning had the hog market mixed, with Tyson closing a processing plant in Perry, Iowa. But again, the strength in the cash and the cutouts, we're at 5.5 month highs in the cutouts, and the funds are adding to their long positions there as well. And I think they've got the largest long position on now since August of 2022. So funds are in that market, and we're sharply higher again today.
Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing.